Bottom of Yud Chesamid Beis, starting Yud Chesamid Beis, the Gemara tells us, Rabba Bar Chana, Irkas Le Gita Be Midrasha. He lost Rabba a get in the Beis Medrash. It was found by the Bnei Yeshiva. Omar, Rabba Bar Chana told the Bnei Yeshiva, E Simona, if you'd like, I can give you a Simon to identify the get as the one that I lost, I dropped. A simon here means a simon rogil, not a simon muvok, just your average simon. So that's one possibility. Simona isle begave, I have a simon that identifies the get, v'itvius eina isle begave. And if you would prefer, I have a tvius ayin, meaning I can look at the get and recognize that this is the one that I lost. If you take a look at Rashi here on the top of the daf, Irkas Legita Shahaya Shliach Lahavi, he was a shliach to bring the get, vi Irkas Le Vashkechuha, he lost it and it was found. If you prefer, Rashi says, I'll give you a simon. If not Tvias Ayin, if that's more Chashivuchu, Isle Gabe Gavayush Tvias Eina Makiro Ani Biksav Yara Sofer Haedim Mides Arko Verochbo. Rashi says, when I look at the get, I can identify it as the one that I dropped because I recognize the Ksav of the Sofer, I recognize the signatures of the Eidim, the size of the get in terms of its length and its width. Ke'odam hamakiris chaviro b'tvias ayin shetova bo. V'ein bo simon. Even if it doesn't have a simon, I could still recognize and identify it as mine. You should know that the Gemara in Chulin clearly states that tvias ayin is superior to simonim, which means that if, let's say, for example, a shliach Homer l'shlucho tse ukroli esploni she'elu ve'elu simonov. The Gemara says in Chulin that if you tell a shliach, go call for me, summon for me so and so, and these are his simonim, and you have a suffix whether or not the shliach really recognizes him, because maybe there's someone else who has that same simon, but if the shliach has a tvius ayin, he recognizes the person, that's already a vadai. So simonim only create, at the end of the day, a suffix with an atiya towards vadai, but it's not a vadai. And this could be true for edus in a murder case, for example. Let's say the edim say, I recognize the murderer through tvius ayin. He can be put to death, even though, based on simonim, if that's all that the Edom could offer us to identify the Rotzech, he would not be put to death. And again, we see that when it comes to Edus, a person who has simonim, you know what? We can't kill him. We're not sure. There may be someone else who has those same simonim. But Tvias Ayin is considered as a vadai. Ahadru Niela, they returned the get to Rava. Omer and Rava declared, Lo Yadana, I'm not sure. Imishum Simona, Ahadru Niela. Is it that you relied on the fact that I have Simonim? Because Savri, and you're of the opinion, Do Raisa, that means that Simonim are recognized by the Torah, even though, again, they're not Simonim Muvhakim, they're just classical regular Simonim, but you maintain that the Torah relies even on those Simonim. And that's why you're going to be Mater and Eshesish by giving me back the get to deliver the get. Imishuma, perhaps you don't hold that Simonim Do Raisa, but rather Tvias Eina Ahadrua Niela. It was only based on Tvias Ayin, which, as we said before, is superior to simonim. That's why you were willing to return the get to me. But simonim themselves, well, if they're not simonim of hakim, they're only drabanan. But a simon drabanan is not significant enough to be matir in Eishes Ish. We mentioned in the last shiur that the Ketzos is of the opinion that this suffek about whether simonim is doraisa or drabonon, which we've had in the past, and it'll come up again on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph in the second parak of Eilu Metzius, that's only because of a chashash meshaker. The simonim themselves, clearly, those are doraisa. The problem is that when a person offers these simonim, and we have reason to believe that maybe he's interested in lying, we don't rely on those simonim. That's called simonim derabbanan. So the Stipler asks on the Ketzos from our sugya here, because here we are talking about Rabba Bar Bar Chana, and yet if simonim are derabbanan, we will not return the get to him. And yet there's no chashash meshaker in this case. So it would seem that in the case, even in a case where there's no chashash meshaker, nevertheless, simonim derabbanan. And the suffix is still outstanding, whether simonim deraisa or derabbanan. The Gemara now adds, v'dafka tzurma mirabbanan, when do we rely on a tvius ayin situation, we return an aveda to a person, a lost object? That's only in the case of a Talmud Chacham, because a Talmud Chacham will not lie. And this is going to be a Gemara later on, that there are only three occasions in which a Talmud Chacham would lie. Those are very, you know, very compelling situations in which he would lie. Otherwise, he would never lie. Aval Inish Dialma, someone who's not known to us as a Talmud Chacham, lo, he would not be relied upon to return something based on Tvius Ayin. Now Tosus Divra Maskal Aval writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that even though an Amar Aretz also has a Tvius Ayin, no less than a Talmud Chacham, and he quotes a Gemara at the end of Bava Basra to prove that Haiman Deboy L'Kedushe Issus Oladabrant in Amar Aretz, but nevertheless, we don't return it to him because he doesn't have credibility. He's not reliable. We're worried about the fact that he's Meshaker. So once again, from the perspective similar to what we said in the Ketzos of the Tvius Ayin itself, if we would isolate it, then an Amoritz is no less, maybe even better than a Talmud Chacham. But because of Chashash Meshaker, there's no element of proof over here. All we have to do is rely on his, that's only what we have, is his claim. Maybe he's lying. And again, in the case of a shliach who lost the get, he might be lying because it's really a bush of a cherpa for him to have been sent on a shlichus and he can't fulfill because he lost the object that he's supposed to give. The Baal is going to have real serious tarumas claims against him because he lost the get. And the Beis Shmuel here in Eben Ezer has a chiddush that afal pishenu choshed l'shak b'meizid, we're not suspecting this person, the shliach, of actively and deliberately lying in order to be mekalkel and isha, and then she'll get married when she's not allowed to get married. But nevertheless, we think that he's convinced himself in his mind that this is the get. I mean, after all, what are the chances that there is another get from some other husband who has the same name, etc., etc.? And therefore, inadvertently, unless he's a real, real Talmud Chacham, we can't rely on his Tvius Aina because we think, again, he might be lying, not because he deliberately wants to mess her up, but because he thinks it's okay in this case. He has all sorts of terutzim to justify why he's going to tell this lie. Now, it's interesting, there's a discussion here about the nemonis, the possible nemonis of a shliach of migu. And that would apply if, let's say, the shliach tells us that he lost the get, but he himself found it, and he recognized it with tvias ayin. That gives him a migu because he didn't have to tell us it was lost. We have no objective, or we have no source of evidence of information to have established that he lost the get. However, if we know that he lost the get, even though he himself found it, then he has no migu. And the question is, would he be believed in such a case? And here, the Ritva has a chiddush. The Ritva says that in Isurim, we have a principle called Eid Echad Nemed B'Isurim. And let's say, for example, a man wants to have a relationship with his wife, and it's pitch black at night. How do we know, how does he know it's his wife? And the answer must be that he recognized her with what we call Tvias Aina. And there he's only an Eid Echad. Why isn't this Shliach, who claims this is the get I lost, why isn't he like any other Eid Echad Dem Bisurin, who's believed with Tvias Aina? But the Yesod, says the Ritva, is that something that's Biyadenu, something that's in my Rishus, well, again, it depends what you mean by biyadenu. It's something that's in the yad, it's in the reshus of the Eid Echad, that's called shalo bershuso, then he's believed with a tvias aina situation, even though he's in Amoritz. But something that's in our hands, biyadenu, not in yad shalo, then we don't believe him. So we found an aveda, we found a get, and we have to return it. And according to this Ritva, forget about migu. If, let's say, the shliach lost the get and found the get, and even if we would have an independent information based on which we know that he lost the get, in which case he has no migu, he would still be believed because it's biyado ubershuso. He found the get, he's now possessing the get. It would be like all isurim where the Torah believes a person on that which is biyado bershuso with tvias ayin. By the way, there's an interesting discussion amongst the poskim whether the halach of hashavas aveda b'tvias ayin for a Talmud Chacham applies in our time. The Beis Shmuel in Eben Ezra is of the opinion that, based on the Magid Mishnah, ein Talmud Chacham matzui b'doros halalu klal. We don't have a Talmud Chacham who would never ever lie, as they did then. But the Taz is of the opinion that even if you argue that the dinim of Talmud Chacham in general don't apply b'zman hazeh in other areas of halacha, but as far as Hashavas Aveda is concerned for Talmud Chacham today, since we're not taking money out of anyone's pocket, the motzeh, the one who finds it, is only holding it on to the object on behalf of the loser, the one who lost the object. Therefore, it's not called hotzas mamon, and we could be lenient in terms of hashavas aveda to a Talmud Chacham today in our time. Gufa. Now the Gemara goes back to the brisa that we quoted on the previous amud, matza get isha b'shuk, Bizman Shehabal Mode Yachsir Li Isha Vim Eina Bal Mode Lo Yachsir Lola Ze Velola Ze. So if a person finds a get in the street and the husband admits that he had already divorced her, he's always believed to say that he divorced her, then we can take this get and return it to the Isha. Now it'll serve as a proof that she indeed received the get and she's a Megureshes. Again, you might ask, how do we know how to identify the get? And that we have the famous Sugiv Rabban, Rab Zera. If, for example, it's Ein Shayeres Mitzuyo, so there's no Huchsak, Shnei, Yosef, Ben Shima, Be'ir, then we could be Meshiv, we could return this get to the Isha based on the identification of the get through the names of the Baal and the Isha and the Edom, etc. And how much more so if there is a Sima Muvok, or in a case of Tvias Ayin in a Tzurim Midrabanan. But if the Baal is not willing to admit that he gave this get, then we're not going to return the get, neither to him nor to her. And we discussed in the previous shiur why we don't want to return the get to him. After all, we understand very well why we shouldn't return the get to her, because we're absolutely unsure, to say the least, if she received this get. The Baal, after all, denies that she received the get, and the get in her hands would be a weapon of proving that she did receive the get, and she's Megoresh, and she's allowed to get married. So we can't give, clearly, the get to her. What do we lose by giving the get to him? And we discussed the svara that's now going to become very relevant here about the drawback of returning the get to him, insofar as he may use this get against the fair interests of Dini Momenus. Now the Gemara asks the following question. It says in the Reish of the Braisa, Bizman Shabal Moda, if the Baal admits that he already delivered the get, Mia, in any event, Yachzir Leisha, Velechush, don't we have to worry about a possibility of Pseida de Lekuchos? Now let's explain. Normally, when a person has what we called, and we discussed the great length, Tfisas Bala Shtar, the Shtar is Machshir itself. It testifies and responds to any issue that may arise as to the kashus of the Shtar. We gave the Marshal, the Shtar has its own Tudat Hechsher. So if you're asking about the bugs, and do they check for bugs in this restaurant? If you're asking about the Kalim, were the Kalim properly prepared? If you're asking about Trumas and Maestras, any question that you'll raise, there's a Tudat Hechsher. And a get, a shtar has its own built-in to the section, but that's only when the Baal shtar is holding the get. Once the shtar is found in the street, it means it fell. That's a reisa, and then we could raise all sorts of issues about the get. And those issues, again, have to be addressed. For example, if the issue arises whether this is the get of this Baal, or maybe somebody else with the same name lost this get. So we go through the simonim, simamuf, Muvok and Tfiyas Ayin, and in the case of a Talmud Chacham, etc., etc. But one of the basic questions that, or suspicions that we can raise with regard to a shtar, is what we call a shtar muknam. And that's the Gemara here, Lechus Shema Kosav Litein B'Nisan. Maybe initially he had to get written back in Nisan, and that's when he decided to divorce his wife. He had second thoughts about it, and he dilly-dallied, he delayed, and he only delivered the get in Tishrei, 6 months down the line. Now, the law is, as there's something called Nichsei Malug. Nichsei Malug, of course, are the Nechasim that she brings into the marriage. The Baal eats the peros. So, for example, if she brought an apartment into the marriage, he, the Baal, through the Ksuba, has rights to rent out this apartment and collect the rent. That's called the Kinyan Peros. And that Kinyan exists and continues to exist until, but not beyond, of course, the Gerushin. And the Baal also has legal rights to sell that Kinyan Peros on the open market. And as long as he hasn't actually divorced her, he can continue to do so. So, for example, if this get was written and commissioned by the Baal and signed by Eidim back in Nisan, although it wasn't delivered until Tishrei, during that 6 month period between Pesach and Sukkot, the Baal went ahead and he sold the peros of Nichsei Maluk, and he had rights to do so because up until the Gerushin he owns those peros. But now what's going to happen is the Ozal Baal Zavni Peres Minisan Vat Tishrei Umafka Legita. But now, if we return the get to the Isha, and the date on the get testifies to Nisan, then she's going to produce the get Dekosav B'Nisan, as if, again, that's how she's going to claim, that the get was given back in Nisan, and that's, now she has Tfisas Baal Shtar, she's believed to say that the get was given on the very day that's written in the shtar. V'asyu l'mitzvah l'kuchos shelo k'din. She's going to go to those buyers who purchased her Nichsei Mulug, the payros of Nichsei Mulug, I should say, from the Baal during that 6 month period. And there's going to be a falsification of the truth here, because she's going to claim, well, the Baal had no right to sell you those payros because he is my get. He deliberately sold something to you that he doesn't have rights to sell because it belongs to me, she claims, because after all, back in Nisan, I was already Megureshes. And that, of course, is Shalo Kedin. How could we therefore award her the get, which is now a weapon in her hands against the Lekuchos, to claim that way back when, 6 months before the get was actually delivered to her, she was a Megureshes, and she's going to prove that by displaying the get and the date on the get back in Nisan. Of course, you might ask the question, why did the Gemara deal here with the chashash, the suspicion of treifin lekuchos shelo kedin? Why didn't the Gemara ask a more fundamental question, namely, that a get mukdam is possible? That itself is established in Baba Basra and elsewhere. And the answer is, well, why is a get mukdam posel? And the answer is because of treifas lekuchos shelo kedin. So included in the Gemara's kasha here is really the principle in halacha that a get a shtar mukdam is posel. And the reason why a shtar mukdam is posel is because treifa of lekuchos shelo kedin. Now, the Gemara lechora at the end of Bava Basra, that establishes a din, kosvin get li'ish afal pisha ein ishto imo, that the Baal commissions two edim to write a get. They don't know when this get is going to be delivered. And let's assume Eide Chasima Karse, which means that once she holds on to this get, she's going to prove and establish her gerushin. Why not be choshesh that although the Edim wrote the get on behalf of the Baal through his tzivui, but nevertheless, he held on to this get for a full year or 6 months, how long it did. And actually, the Gemara back on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis raised that same kind of objection with regard to the halach also in Bava Basra of kosin shtala lova afal pi she'ein malve imo. In other words, the lova could commission the writing of a shtar. Right, the Meschayev is always the one who commissions the writing of a shtar, and maybe the Lova didn't receive the most, the actual halva, until 6 months down the line. And every shtar, therefore, should be a chashash of a mukdam. Why is the Gemara only raising this question here? And I believe the answer is because here we're talking about a race in the shtar, insofar as the shtar was found, and that's when we want to raise all these chashoshos. But when there's tfisus baal ha-shtar, kedasu kedin, then we don't have to raise these possibilities that maybe such and such happened, and there was no halva, even though the date of the shtar seems to indicate that there was halva. However, I do want to mention that Tosas Dira Maskel Aleichus here raises another dimension to this sugya, and that's what we call kol. In other words, when something is public knowledge, then we can assume that the Lekuchos are well aware of that information. They too have access to that information. So, for example, in the case of a get, there's a certain pirsum, a certain public knowledge about the fact that she was divorced on such a date, whether it's the time before the, you know, reflected in the get or later. The Lekuchos could, you know, there's a self-built-in protection system on behalf of the Lekuchos. You know, the Edom saw the giving of the get, that's called Edom Mesira, the kol goes out, and Lekuchos should be well aware of the fact that, you know, stay away and don't buy this. But the Gemara's objection in the case of a shtar milva is that perhaps the mesira of a shtar milva is done privately, and how would the Lekuchos know to come and claim, well, he didn't get the most until this time? they don't know anything about that. And therefore, Tosus seems to be operating even within the frame of reference of Tfisus Baal HaShtar, and that's good as far as a get is concerned if there's a kol, and that sort of protects the lekuchos, but not in the case of Shtar Milva. However, if you go with that mahalach, if that's what Tosus is presenting, then why is the Gemara saying about this get that we should worry about returning it to the Isha because the lekuchos will be out? And the answer to that is because what we're talking about here is the peros. We're talking about the fact that the Baal went ahead, according to this chashash, and he sold the possessions of the wife, and that was in this period of time between Nisan and Tishrei. Now, the lekuchos who purchased the peros, the Kenyan peros of Nichsei Maluk, they have no clue that the Baal had already written the get, because again, the kol that we spoke about before that sort of protects the lekuchos, that's only after the Mesiris Haget. They bought the peros before the Mesiris Haget. Nobody's talking about the fact that there was already a get written, that the Baal has already decided to divorce her. But now the Gemara wants to analyze, is it really true that the Baal still owns peros, as we've been assuming until now, up until the moment of the delivery of the get? The Gemara says, Hanicha, I don't have a problem. Laman diomar, kevin shenasan einav legarsh shuv ein labaal peros. The sugya in Ksubas addresses the following question: at what point in time, at what moment in time, does the Baal forfeit his rights within the Ksuba to achilas peros of his wife's nechasim nichsei maluk? One man diomar says that this takon of Ksuba, in which the Chachamim established a haknas schusei peros to the Baal, that's only as long as the marriage is a viable marriage. Once the Baal has decided to divorce her, and he wrote her a get, it's not just a thought that crossed his mind, then from that moment in on of Nasan Ein Lev Garsha, the Rabbanan removed the schus of the Baal to eat peros. And therefore, in this case, that the shtar testifies on the date of Nisan, that indeed is the accurate date in which the Baal foregoes and forfeits his rights to peros of Nichsei Mulug, and therefore we have no problem of lekuchos. There's no issue about returning the get to the Isha, and she's going to now be Torah to lekuchos based on the date of Rosh Chodesh Nisan that's written in the get. She has rights to do so, because certainly at that point, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 6 months before the get was delivered, the Baal lost his rights to sell peros. It was her nechasim completely, meaning Kinyan Aguf and Kinyan Peros. She can now prove and establish her rights that the lekuchos should get away from these nechasim. They have no rights to these nechasim. El man diomer, but the other man diomer in the Gemara in Ksuba says yesh lebal peros ad shas nesin, until he gives the get, he continues to have rights to eat the peros, meaning his kinyan peros on nichsei maluk continue. Is Michael a Mamer? How do you understand that we are able to return this get to the Isha and she'll be Torah Lekucha Shalo Kiddin? And the Gemara answers, Ki Asya Lemitref. When she comes and sues the Lekuchos for their possession of her peros, then Amrinin law, we're going to turn to her and say, I see Raya Emas Mata Gita Liodech. It's not enough that you produce this get, and based on the date in the get, you're going to prove and establish that these Kenyan peros were yours completely from the date that's written in the get, but rather, we're going to demand that she bring a proof that the get was actually delivered to her on the date that's written in the shtar. Again, Rabosai, this is only because of nefilah. That's what engenders a reisa and exposes the get to all sorts of possibilities. and we're going to protect the rights of the Lekuchos and say, wait a minute, until you, Mrs. Grusha, can prove that you received the get back in that early date, we're not going to allow you to be Torah Lekuchos Shelo Kedin. Again, if you're talking about other Gittin, where there's Tefisa as Balas Ashtar, in this case she has a Tefisa, as Tosfos points out here, in the bottom Tosfos, Aval Zed Dinof Al Isra, here there's a Reisa, but as far as other Gittin are concerned, where she's holding on to the get, we will not raise the Chashash, the possibility that the get actually was not received by her into her hands for another X number of months. And the Ramban here on our Sugyan Daf Yutes here, Dibra Masel Damrinon, you'll see that he also says that as far as other Gittin is concerned, we don't say this. And we're not going to defend the position of the Lekuchos and say she has to prove when she received the get. In fact, the Ramban adds that if you were to say in every single get that she has to prove when she received the get, the Gemara didn't have to ask this question here. The Gemara could have asked the question on every single get. Why do we believe her word that she received the get on the date that's written in the get? But the Ramban is bothered by another question. We wonder about this get in a case where she fell, where the get was found, because the nefilah engenders the reisa. Why do we assume that when she goes to Bezdin in a litigation with the Lekuchos, and she's claiming her rights to be Torah from the Lekuchos from the date written in the get, why do we assume that the Bezdin is aware of the fact that this get was lost and found? She could always go with this get to a different part of the world and show up at a Bezdin that has no clue of the history of this get, and in that Bezdin, you know, out in in Bangkok, you know, the Bezdin's not going to demand that she bring a raya when the get was given. She's holding on to a get. She'll collect with this get. And the Ramban says that kol davar shebezdin osim yesh lo kol. In other words, if a get is lost and then found, that's something that goes through the Bezdin, you know, through the hands of Bezdin, so to speak. And when Bezdin makes a decision one way or the other, that's going to generate a kol. And it means that once there's a kol, the knowledge is public about what this get is, whether it's a real tefisas bal ashtar, or there was a chashash, or since there was nefilah and it was returned, after it was lost, there's a chashash that maybe it's a get muktam and she's going to collect from Lekuchos shelo kedin. Fine. The Gemara is now unhappy. Why? Mishna mishtari chov. I have a Mishnah here in our perek, back on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, which is predicated on the exact opposite premise. Motza shtari chov im yesh b'machrayis nechos lo yachzir v'okimna kishechayev modeh. If someone finds a shtar chov and this shtar has achrayis in it, which means that the nechosim of the love are guarantors for this loan, such that if the love sold his nechosim to Lekuchos, then the Malve could collect that karka confiscated from the Lekuchos based on the shibud that's written in the Shtar Chov. And the Gemara there, back on Yud Beis Amud Beis, establishes that you don't return this Shtar. Why? Because it's a case of Kshechayev Moda. The Love admits that he wasn't Porea the Chov, and therefore allowed. And therefore, despite the fact that the Love admits that he owes the Chov, we cannot return this Shtar Chov to the Malva. Why not? Mishum Shemakosav Lilvos Benison Velo Lovat Tishrei V'Katarif Lekuchos Shelo Kedin. The Sugya establishes that even though the Love is Moda that he wasn't Porea the Chov, we cannot return the Shtar to the Malva. And the reason is because perhaps again, this is all based on the Reisa of Nefila, the Lova commissioned the writing of the Shtar back in Nisan, but the actual Matmos, the giving of the loan, the transfer of the money, didn't take place for 6 months until Tishrei v'Kataref Milikuchos. Now, the Lova is going to say, wait a minute, how is it that just because the Lova doesn't have the money to pay me back, again, keep in mind, we're talking about a case where the Lova admits that he hasn't paid the Chov, that's it, that's fine, final. The Malva is going to claim, and let's emphasize the position here, the Malva, that since the Alva took place way back in Nisan, then any fields, any karkos that was sold by the Lova from Nisan, are Mishubados, and he can collect them from the Lekucha Shalom Kedin, because the actual Shivud is not Chal for 6 months later until the Matmos. Fine, that's the sugi that we learned. So far, so good, but it contradicts what we just established now, as far as returning a get to her, to the wife, and we solved the problem of her collecting the peros from the Lekuchos Shalom Kedin, based on the fact that the Lekuchos are going to demand that she adduce witnesses to testify that, in fact, way back in Nisan, she received the get. In fact, the Gemara here, Hasam Nami, in the case of Shtar Chov, Leheder, let's return the get, the Shtar Chov, to the Malva. And if you're worried that the Malva is going to use the Shtar Chov with the date of Nisan to collect from Lekuchos, V'chiyosi Lemitrov, is Nemele Aisi Raya, Emas Mota Shtar Chov Liodech. We're going to protect the position of Lekuchos by demanding that the Malva produce testimony that establishes that the loan was in fact implemented and the money was given to the Lova way back in Nisan. And therefore, if and when he could prove that, then he could be told for Lekuchos. If he can't prove that, then we're not going to pay attention to the Shtar. Again, this is all based on the fact that the Shtar was lost and then found. Amri, the Gemara says, there's a fundamental distinction between Get and Shtar Chov. Hacha l'gabi Get Isha, when she comes to collect the pairs of Nixei Maluk from the Lekuchos, claiming that her husband sold this after the Zman of the Get, Osi Lokech V'Tave, it will be logical, it will appeal to the it will be Olel Daito, as we say, the thought will cross the minds of the Lokech to defend himself, protect himself. And Omar the Lokech is going to say to himself, "Haida hadrua nile rabbona legita, mishum delo ta'agin v'teisev." It could be that the fact that the rabbona returned this get to the isha, it's not because they, the rabbona, knew that this mana get is absolutely reliable, but they were weighing two polar opposites once against each other. They had to make a decision. On the one, if they don't return the get, she'll become an aguna. She'll never be able to get remarried. She has no proof that she was divorced. Who's going to marry her off when she has no get? On the other hand, if they give her back the get, she'll collect from Lekucha Shalom Kedin. And in the minds of the Lekuchos, they are going to come to the conclusion that the Rabbanan made a decision, you know, weighing these two possibilities, that, you know, the lesser of two evils would be to return the get to her. Is Hashda the Ka'asi Lemitra, now when the Isha is coming to take away their peros, you know, the peros that they purchased, is Tezel v'Tesei Raya Emas Mata Gita Liyoda. He, the Lokeach, is going to certainly demand a proof that the get was delivered on the day that's written in the Shtar. Because again, once the Shtar, the get was lost and found again, and there wasn't a fila, then we don't know exactly when the get was actually delivered to the Isha. The Rabbanan gave her the get in order to allow her to get married. That's an aguna issue. But they never went as far as to say that we recognize the Zman of the get as being accurate. Therefore, the burden of proof is on her to establish beyond the shadow of a doubt with evidence, with Eidus, that she indeed received the get on the date written in the get. Hacha gabi shtar chov. How is it fundamentally different in shtar chov? Lo osi lokech v'tova. The lokech is going to come to the mistaken conclusion that the Malva has right is within his rights to collect the shibud of the Lova, meaning the karkos that they bought from the Lova based on the shtar. They're not going to come and say to the Malva, well, prove that that the date of the shtar is actually the date of the halva. And why won't they entertain that possibility that maybe the loan actually took place 6 months later, way after their purchase? Midah adjua niyalei rabbanan l'shtar chov. Why did Bezdin return the shtar chov to the hands of the malve, based on the admission, of course, of the lova? Is because Bezdin is actually certifying the kashrus of the shtar, and that means the date on the shtar is accurate. So in a very naive way, they're going to bow and give over this karka, and they don't even entertain the possibility that they would come forward and say, prove Mr. Malva, that this shtar is testifying accurately in a reliable way as to when the matmos took place. Is pshita. It must be that in the mind of Bezdin, it's absolutely clear, Lamai Hilchas Adrua Niale, what was the whole purpose of this exercise of returning the shtar to the Malve? And the answer is Lamitra Fu, that the Malve is going to be Torif Menelakucho. So that's what the act of Bezdin was all about. I mean, after all, the Malve doesn't gain anything from the shtar if the Lova is anyway admitting that he has to pay. Why did Bezdin go through this whole effort of awarding a Tfisus Bala Shtar to the Malve unless they wanted to guarantee that the Malve has rights to be Torf Milakuchos? Ishmamina Kamu Rabbonin Bimilsa Umekami Dide Mata Shtar Liyade. It must be that the reason why the Chachamim return the get to the Shtar Chov to the Malve is because they researched the all the details of the halva, and they came to the conclusion, and is Barlehem, that this shtar chov came to the hands of the malve prior to my purchase of the karka. That's what Lokech is thinking himself. If it wasn't clear to the Rabbanon that the shtar is made on the matan mos on that date of Nisan, which is way before my purchase, they would never entertain the possibility of returning the shtar chov, because they realized that by the act of Bezdin returning the shtar chov to the malve, that they're giving the malve a weapon in his hands to be gov from lekuch shlo kedin, and therefore the din is, as we saw back on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, that even though the lova is moda that he didn't pay, nevertheless the Mishnah says, lo yachzir, we do not return the shtar chov to the malva. So just to summarize, in the case of a get, we can return the get to the isha, and the lekuchos are in a position where they or their lawyers will certainly put up an argument that the reason why the Rabbanan gave the get to the isha is to prevent her from being an aguna, but she definitely has not proven a thing when Bezdin returns the get to her in terms of the position of the lekuchos of the peros of Nichsei Muluk. In other words, the position of the lekuchos is solid, is well protected, is secure. They will not be cheated here. They will demand on the part of the isha that she prove when she received the get. But that's not so in the Shtar Milva case, because there the lekuchos are absolutely convinced. What was the point of the exercise of Bezdin returning the shtar to the malva? There's no igun, there's no aguna problem. The malva, in any event, even without the shtar, is going to collect his chov from the lova. The lova admits that he has to pay it. They only did so in order to give the malva this power, this legally justified power of collecting from lekuchos. And they must have done the research, so thinks the lekuchos, and concluded that Bezdin gave the shtar because they researched it and came to the conclusion that the matan mos was on the very date of the shtar. Therefore, we have no argument and no basis for not allowing, not bowing and kowtowing to the demand of the malve to collect and confiscate our karka b'toras shivud. And therefore we cannot, Bezdin cannot afford this luxury of returning the shtar to the malva. Fine. Now, Rabbosu, we go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you find a get shichur avodim, hareza lo yachzir, we do not return the shtar to the eved, as proof that he received it from the Adon. Tana Rabbana, we learned in a braisa, motza shtar shichur. Again, we're talking about, keep in mind, an eved kanani b'shuk. In the street, we found a shtar shichur. Bizman sharav moda, if the Adon admits that he delivered the shtar to the eved, yachzir, we can return the eved to the eved, this shtar, le'eved. But ain't a rav moda, if the Adon denies it, meaning he claims that he never gave this shtar shichur, he never delivered it to the eved because he had second thoughts, lo yachzir lo lazev lo lazev. We don't return the shtar shichur neither to the eved nor to the Adon. Let's keep in mind, in the sugya back on Daf Yud Beis, which we just reviewed now, in the case of finding a shtar chov, we don't return the shtar chov to the malva, even though the lov is moda lo parati, because of the danger, the dangerous weapon, the power of the malva holding on to the shtar to collect from lekuch shelo kedin. In the case of an eved, clearly, according to this brisa, if the Adon admits to the claim that he already delivered the shtar shichur to the eved, we return the shtar shichur to the eved. That's implying that there's no danger with awarding the tefisas bal shtar to the eved of treifa milekucha shlo kedin. So the Gemara says, I don't get it. What do you mean, bizman sharav moda mio yachzir li'eved? How can we return the shtar shichur to the eved? Amai nechush shema kosav liten lo bin nisan velo nosan lo ad tishrei. Again, once the shtar falls and it loses its chazaka, it now has a raise, so we have to raise any possible suspicion. And if indeed the date written on the shtar is inaccurate, it's a mukdam date, because although the Adon thought to give, originally he planned to give the get shichur in Nisan, but he dilly-dallied, he had second thoughts until Tishrei, 6 months later, is the Azal Avdo v'kanan achosim mi Nisan ad Tishrei. Let's say the Eved purchased property in that 6 month period between Nisan and Tishrei while he was still an Eved, because again, the Shtar Shichur wasn't delivered until Tishrei in this Chashash. And the Halacha is, this is a Sugi Kedushin of Kol Mashikona Eved Kona Rabo. You know, it's Ein Kinyan LeEved Velo Rabo. You know, it's all these Nechasim that the Eved purchased at that time period belong to the Adon. V'Ozel Arav Vizav Ninu. And he, the Adon, went ahead during that 6 month period and sold those properties. And now, the Eved is going to produce this Shtar Shichur that indicates and testifies to the fact that way back in Nisan, he was already Meshuchra. Mapikle L'Shichur D'Kosav V'Nisan V'Katarf L'Kucho Shalom Kedin. The Eved is going to come illegally to remove these Nechostim from the hands of the Lekuchos, to confiscate them, claiming that these are mine because the Adon illegally sold them to you post-Shichrur. And post-Shichrur, the Eved has his own Yad, and he has full-fledged ownership on his Nechostim. There's no, you know, the Adon has only temporary rights to the Nechasim of the Eved as long as he is the owner of the Eved. But now, with this Shtar Shichur that Beis Din returned to the hands of the Eved now has a weapon to be Toref Lekuchos Shelo Kedin, claiming that the Shichur took place way back in Nisan, whereas the Mekach, the sale of these Nechasim, was subsequent to Nisan. Once again, the Svar that we saw earlier, that the Lekuchos will be very naive about this. They're going to assume and rely on the Beis Din. If Beis Din awards the Shtar Shichur to the Evid, it must be because they clarified and investigated, came to the conclusion that on the date written in the Shtar Shichur, that's the date which the Evid received the Shtar Shichur, and therefore the Lekuchas won't even entertain the possibility that they should be demanding external proof to support the get, the Shtar Shichur, as to the date, the accurate date in which the Shtar Shichur was delivered to the Evid. But first the Gemara says, let me clarify this question. Because, you know what? It could be that even if on that earlier date, the Adon had not yet decided to deliver the get, it could be that the Edim who assigned on this get Shichur, they themselves are Zoche on behalf of the Evid. And therefore there's no problem of Lekucha Shelo Kedin, because in fact the Evid became a Shuchur way back on that early date as recorded in the Shtar Shichur, back in Nisan HaNicha. We're okay, there's no problem of Lekuchos, no danger to Lekuchos Laman D'Omar, according to the opinion in Masechta Gittin Perakama. That's Chusu Li'Evid Sheyotze Mitachas Rabo L'Cheres. There's a fundamental and very profound machlokas as to whether Zochin Li'Odom Shelo B'Fanav applies to Shichur of an Eved Knani. One man the other says, Zochin Li'Odom Shelo B'Fanav, because after all, as a result of this Shtar Shichur, he could be, he's allowed now, permitted to marry into the Jewish folk, which means he can marry a Jewish girl. Uke Abaye, and add that to Abaye, the Omar, this is the sugi we had back on Yud Gimel, Edov Bechasumov Zochin Li. The Edom who assigned in the Shtar will implement Zochin Li'Odom Shelo B'Fanav. So already at the time that they signed on this Shtar Shichur, they are going to be Zoche in all the Nechasim that are written in the Shtar on behalf of the Eved. Shapir, then it makes sense. We can return the Shtar Shichur to the Eved. We have no problems. We're going to tell me there's a chashash of treifas ha'evet min alkuchas lo kedin? No. Even if the get shichur was not delivered by the Adon until 6 months later in Tishrei, nevertheless, once the shtar shichur reached, wait, let me just correct if I got the Nisan and Tishrei. Again, even though the shtar shichur was not delivered as written in the get in Nisan, but in Tishrei 6 months later, nevertheless, the Eid of Achsum of Zochinlo works l'mafreya from the date written in the Shtar. The Eved became a Ben Chorin from the time that's written in the Shtar, because the Eidim was Zoche in the Shtar on behalf of the Eved. So the Shichur actually took place way back in Nisan through the mechanism of Zochin Li'Odom Shelo B'Fanav. Now it's interesting, the underlying premise of this sugya, you know, the mechanics of the analogy, actually, Edo Bachsum of Zochin Lo is a principle that works in Dine Mamonos, which Abaye established that in a case where you have a Shtar Mamon, we should assume that the Eidim, when they sign on that Shtar Mamon, they're going to have in mind the best interests of the person for whom the Shtar is written. But for example, the Eidim sign a Shtar commissioned by the Love, and that's a Shtar Milve. Actually, the Matmos is not going to take place till months down the line, because Kosin Shtar Lelovaf Pishein Malve Imo. And nevertheless, there's no problem of being Machna Shibudim, of the Malva acquiring Shibudim in the Karka from the time that's written in the Shtar, even though he hasn't yet delivered the Mos, and what's going to engender and create that Shibud on behalf of the Malva way back on that early date, 6 months before the Mat Mos, that's going to be, according to Abaye, Edom Bachsum of Zochinlo, the Edom are going to be Zoche through the writing of this Shtar in a Shibud on behalf of the Malva, even though the Malva's not there, and he's certainly not giving any mos. And the Gemara, if you remember, discussed Shtari Hakna, Shtari Delav Hakna, fine.
But now the Gemara is by analogy is jumping to Iser Veheter. We're no longer talking about pure Mamonos, because Ashtar Shichur V'Eved is going to be Matir him for Bas Yisrael. And yet the Gemara is still applying the logic of Abaye of Edev Chesum of Zochenlo from Mamon to Iser. And I think that this is the issue that Tosis touches upon on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph. If you fast forward for a second, Dibra Maskel Shovar, you see the bottom Tosis on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, in which Tosis applies a principle called Lo Plug, Yesh Koch V'Yad Chachamim, and is a Lo Plug Drabbanon, and therefore the principle of Abayi works not only in Dini Mamonos, but also in Yin Iser. But the bottom line is that the Edim now, according to this logic, are going to be Zoche from the early date of Nisan in the Shichur of the Eved, and therefore his rights to be Torah from Lekuchos, which is going to be Chalam Afreya from the time of the Nisinas Shtar Shichur, which again, it may take 6 months until the Adon finally delivers that Get Shichur into the hands of the Eved, but the Zoche Le'el B'Shol B'Fanav already works from the time that the shtar was written. Now again, you know, there is a halach of nesinas hashtar, so you have to understand, well, the mesiras hashtar was only in Nisan. How could that accomplish a shichur of the eved 6 months early l'mafreya? And the answer has to be that the Edim actually are Zoche in the Shtar, insofar as the Shtar is a Schus, because of Nichol Eliyavid, he would rather be a Jew than a non-Jew, meaning rather than hang around with the Shvachos, he'd rather marry a Jewish girl. That's a Schus for him. And once the Edim sign the Shtar Shichur and are Zoche in the Shtar on behalf of the Eved, that already creates a nesina with a tnai that the Baal will have to deliver the get, but that's only a kima tnai, but the actual process of shichur took place back in Nisan. And that's true for any get liachar zman. A man could free his eved now, but stipulate that Chalos Shichur will be delayed and suspended until 6 months pass. Fine, so we've covered the issue of the vulnerability of the Lekuchos here, who purchased Karka from the Adon, and now the Eved is coming with this Shtar Shichur and removing them from this purchase. That's fine if you hold that it's a schus for the Eved to be freed, El Lamandi Omar, but the Gemara there in Masechta Ksubis and in Gittin establishes that there's another Mandi Omar who insists that Chovhu li Eved sheyotze mitachas yad rabo lecherus. There's no zochin yad mishlo b'fonav on behalf of an Eved to be zochin his freedom. He would rather, for example, if let's say the Adon, just giving an example, the Adon is a Kohen, he'd be allowed to continue eating Truma, which he won't be able to do after Shichur, but let's get more to the point, he doesn't want to cease and terminate his relationships with Shvachos, right? Because an Eved Kanani is allowed to have a relationship with a Shivcha Kananis, there's no problem with that, and that's the kind of priestess that he enjoys. Why should he give up on a Shivcha Knanis for the sake of a Bas Yisrael? He's already tasted the good life, the life of pleasure with the Shvachos, and therefore this is not considered a Schus for the Eved to become a full-fledged Jew by virtue of the Shichur. So the principle here is not Zoch Liyodim Shalom B'Fonav, but Ein Chavon Liyodim Ela B'Fonav. Is if that be the case, then the only moment, the critical moment halachically, which establishes the transition between Avdus and Cheres, is the moment of Tishrei, 6 months later, not the date of Nisan that's written in the Shtar Shichur, when the Shtar Shichur was Chal. Is Memela, all the sales on the part of the Adon, of the Rav, during that 6 month period are valid. Sales again of property that belongs to the Eved. And now you're awarding Tfisas Palashtar to the Eved with Ishtar Shikhr, Michael Meimer. Now you have exposed the Lakuchos to Trefa Shalokidim. And the Gemara answers, Dechi Asi, Lemitra Fabrina Le, Isi Raya, Emas Mata, Shikhr, Liyadech. Now, once again, like in the case of the Get, the Lakuchos will be smart enough to understand that despite the fact that Bezin awarded this get to the Eved, that's because what's at stake here is the Dinei Iser Veheter of the Eved, means his changes, a personal change of status of the Gavra, from that of an Eved to that of a Ben Chorin, a full-fledged Yisrael. They didn't want the Eved to be stuck without proof that he received, but they never actually checked out, as we said in this case of Get, when the Shtak Shichur and when the Shichur Eved was Chal. Again, because it's a Shtar that fell and there's a race on the Shtar, therefore we're going to assume that the Bala Shtar here will have to absolutely prove with evidence, with Edim, that the date on the Shtar Shichur is accurate. So there's no need to be worried about the vulnerability that we're exposing the Lakuchos to, because they're not vulnerable. They're going to stand on their rights, and their lawyers will present this argument that they demand that the Eved prove that on such a date prior to their purchase, the Eved received his Shtar Shichur. The Mishnah speaks about a Daitiki, which has to do with the Shchiv Meira, a person on his deathbed, and a Shtar Matana, which was found, and lo yachzi, we don't return it. So Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Ezo hi daitiki. What is this shtar daitiki? What does that word daitiki mean? And this is a shtar which allows a person to collect nechasim after the death of the nosein hashtar. And even though lo kosim hanosim shtar shemezakim lekabos me'ayom, in other words, the key word me'ayom is omitted from the shtar. Now keep in mind that the halacha is you cannot be machta something after your death. Anything a person does before his death has to have the keyword me'ayom in it, so that he sells it michayim on the condition that he dies. And the sale is valid because of the word me'ayom, the chiddush of daitike, which is a shtar that a shchiv meira commissions to be written and given to the Makabel, that doesn't have the word Be'ayom in it. Because the word Daitike means Da Tehe Lemekam Velios. Namely, what's called an Otrikin. We take the word Daitike and break it up into, letters that begin words of Da Tehe Lemekam Velios. Tehei lokum v'lios, in other words, anything that's written in this shtar should be shorer v'kayim, should be binding. She'emes nechasav l'ploni, that if this t'nai actually comes to fruition and the nosein dies, then ploni almoni, who receives this shtar daitike, is the proud owner of the nechasim, as if the word hayom had been written in the shtar. And this is Takanas Chachom on behalf of a Shchiv Meira. Divrei Shchiv Meira kiksuvim ukimsurin dami. Even though the Shchiv Meira is speaking and he's authorizing the writing of a shtar, but it's not, the shtar is not written yet, or if it's written, it doesn't have the word me'ayomin. And it's as if through this dibur, through this tzavah Shchiv Meira, his last will and testament, it's as if the shtar was written and it was given by the Shchiv Meira to the Makabel Matana, and it's as if that all happened Mechayim, and the Makabel is Zocha Mechayim. That's what Rashi points out here. If you take a look at Rashi, Dira Maskel Dota Hele Mekim, which is about three quarters or two thirds down from the top of the page, or one third up from the bottom of the page, he writes, Shtar Zeh Yeh lokum v'lios b'chol ha'kosuv bo, the Divrei Shchiv Meira kiksuv miksuvim dami. Now, if you take a look, we have the text Bichol HaKosuv Lo. However, if you look in the Hagos V'Tziyunim number Tesi, it says, just 1 second, it says Kichol instead of Bichol. Kichol HaKosuv HaKosuv Bo. So the Mahayom is an assumption on that part, as if the shtar had the word Mahayom in it. So that's Daitike. Then we get to the case of Matana. Matana already is a Matnas Bari, is Kol Shekosuv Bo Mehayom Uliachar Misa. In the case of a regular Matana, this Matana could only be Chal if the word Mehayom is written in it. And what does it mean, Mehayom Uliachar Misa? That's a strange kind of language. Again, the Matana is only valid if it was Chal Michayim, and yet in the Shtar Matonis Bari, it says Liachar Misa, as if the Matonis Chal Liachar Misa. How does that work? So the answer is that every karka is divided into two dimensions. It has what's called the Gufa Karka, and it has the Peros of the Karka. And what the Bari is doing, the healthy person is doing, is he is transferring ownership over the Gufa Karka today, Mehayom, meaning the day that's written in the Shtar, and the Nosein is alive and well, and therefore the Nosein no longer owns the Karka, it's already given, but the Peris of the Karka he wants to allow for himself up until the point that he dies. He still wants to enjoy the benefits and the produce from this Karka. So the Makabel doesn't receive a kinyan on the peros of the karka until after the death of the Nosein. And that's what Rashi seems to indicate in the next Rashi. Me'ayom ulachar misa gufa karka koni lo me'ayom. And therefore he doesn't really own the karka in l'rishus. The mochra of a litno l'risha. But ha'peros, seino ochel, the Makabel is not able to eat the peros kol yimei chayov as long as the Nosein is alive. That he's leaving for himself, el yachar, liachar misa. If you take a look at Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil Veha, this is printed not on Yutes Amud Aleph, but on Yutes Amud Beis, you'll see in the name of Rabbi Natan that a Matnas Bari is where he gives the guf and the peros, but he allows himself until the death, through this Tanai, the ability to be Chozerbo, to rescind his Das. He can be Chozerbo, and he can decide, forget about this Matan, I want to give it, not to Reuven, but I want to give it to Shimon. Alma, the Gemara, says that from the language of the Braisa, Ik Siva, Mayom Lachar Misa, in a classical case of a Shtar Matana, not in the case of a Daitiki, The shtar has to include the words Mehayom Uleachar Misa. Then the Kinyan is valid, and the Makabel Matana could use this shtar to establish his ownership. But the Ilo, if the Hayom is not written, is Lo Kani, then even as far as Peros is concerned, the Makabel doesn't acquire ownership over the Peros. That would be the logical conclusion. But the diuk from the language of the Braisa seems to indicate just the opposite. That's what the Gemara is up in arms about here. It seems that when do we split between the kinyan of the guf, which was transferred over to the Makabel, but the kinyan peros is still retained by, again, we're going back to Rashi's tribe, by the Nosein. That's only if it says, Me'ayom Alach Misa. But the implication is that if Me'ayom Alach Misa was omitted in this Matnas Bari, then even the Kinyan Peros is transferred over to the Makabel. Say it this way, even though the Nosein, I'm sorry, I was a little bit ambiguous, you're right. Even though the Nosein is interested in giving everything over, he was Makdim, even the Peros, Lo Kani. The Kinyan is not valid at all. Is that what the Braisa means to say? That doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, here he wants to be Makda everything, Mehayom, and you're telling me that the Kinyan is completely invalid? Amar Abaye Hachi Kamer. And here's how we have to read or interpret the Braisa. Ezo hi matnas bari shehi kim matnas shchiv mira. When is the matnas bari split in a way that the matnas shchiv mira is split? The lokani el yachar misa, where the full kinyan will only be effectuated on behalf of the Makabel liachar misa, is kol shekosav b'mayom liachar misa. Then we say that the Makabel was not zochen the peros, because the nosein wants to continue eating the peros as long as he's alive. But it's absolutely simple, says Abai, without a question, that if he writes to him that he's in the shtar matana, that he's giving him both guf and peros mayom, certainly the matana is valid, and the shtar effectuates the transfer of the full-fledged ownership of this karka over to the Makabel Matana. But in that case, it's not similar to Matnas Shchimia. The Braisa wants to teach us that there is a Matnas Bari that operates in the same way that a Daitike would work, a Matnas Shchimia work, and we split between the guf and the karka. The karka is given now Michayim, and the peros are, the rights to eat the peros and enjoy the peros are suspended, and in this case retained by the nosein. That's what we saw in the case of Matnas Shchimira, even though he didn't write Me'ayom Lachar Misa in the Matnas Shchimira. And in the case of Matnas Bari, if he writes Me'ayom Lachar Misa, then we have the identical split between the guf, which is transferred immediately Michayim over to the Makabel Matana, as opposed to the peros, where the Makabel Matana retains for himself the rights to eat peros. And that split applies even to a Matnas Bari in the case where the Matnas Bari, the Shtar Matnas Bari, writes is written explicitly as Me'ayom Lachar Misa. If it's a regular Shtar Matnas Bari without any stipulation about Lachar Misa, then the Nesina, the gift, and the transfer of ownership is complete both to the guf of the karka as well as the peros of the karka. Now, our Mishnah says that if you find a daitike or a shtar matana, then you don't return it. And the Mishnah gives an explanation for this, that we're afraid that after the shtar was written, the writer of the shtar, the nosein, decided nimlach, he decided to change his mind. He had a change of heart. So the Gemara says, taima. The reason why we cannot return the shtar to the Makabel is the lo omar tnu. The Mishnah seems to say because the nosein never said the magic word tnu. Deliver this shtar matana over to the Makabel. Ha omar tnu. Had the nosein said that magic word tnu, nosnim, the Mishnah clearly indicates that then we would give and deliver the shtar into the hands of the Makabel. And the question is, why is that so? Apparently, once the nosein says the word tnu, we're not going to be afraid, we're not going to suspect that maybe he changed his mind. And the reason for that is, even if in fact he does change his mind, v'lo nasta lo makabel, and he doesn't actually deliver the shtar into the hands of the recipient, and instead he drops the shtar, but since he's telling us now to give the shtar, to deliver the shtar to the Makabel, then we'll do so now. And again, what we're deriving from our Mishnah is that we cannot return the shtar to the Makabel Matana unless the nosein says the word tnu. He tells to aid him to deliver the shtar over to the answer to Makabel. But if in fact he went a step further and he said tnu, despite the fact that the shtar was lost and now it was found, we will deliver it into the hands of the Makabel. Ureminu, and the Gemara asks the following question, we have a braisa that seems to contradict that point. Motza daitikos apotikos matonos is afal pisha shneem modim lo yachzir lo lazeh v'lo lazeh. Now on this list we have three categories of shtaros, one of which, and that's the one that's two of which are relevant to us, daitikos and matonos. Apotiki is a shtar that the lover writes to the Malvim, which he designates a specific field for an upgraded shibud that the Malve, in a circumstance where the Lova defaults on Ishtai, is not able to pay back the Chov, the Malve has absolute rights to collect this particular piece of karka, Gush V'chelka, defined by the Apotiki. But in any event, if a person finds Daitikos and Matanos, Afal Pishishne Modim, the Brisa stipulates that even though everyone's in agreement over here, meaning the Nosein, let's say in the case of Matano, is saying to Bezdin, you know, please deliver the shtar, is nevertheless lo yachzir. We don't give back the shtar, not to the person who wrote the shtar, and not to the person for which the shtar is written, on behalf of which the recipient. In other words, we're always afraid that mitchila, when he, way back in the beginning, when he commissioned the writing of the shtar, and now he had a change in heart, but now again, since the shtar was not delivered to the Makabel, therefore the Makabel was not zoch in the karka. Now, what happened? Perhaps what happened is, after his change of heart, the Nosein decided to write another shtar to somebody else and give that matana to someone else. It's very possible that the Nosein decided to change his mind about giving the shtar to the second person, and now he decides he wants to give this matana back to the first person. So that's why he's saying tnu, and he is commanding us to deliver the shtar to the Rishon, to whom the shtar was actually originally intended. Is now Bezdin Bezdin is going to consider the possibility that which shtar came first. Maybe the shtar came first. This was the recipient that initially, at the earliest date, he, the Nosein, wanted to give his karka to. And when he, the Nosei, now says tnu, Bezdin might be tempted to give that shtar back to the Rishon and assume that the Rishon is kodem l'sheni. The Brisa says that even though he says tnu, ain't Nosnin. Because again, the Lashon of the Brisa is afal pi sheshneim modim, lo yachzir lo lezeh lo lezeh. We cannot give the shtar to the person for whom the shtar was written, even though the Nosein is saying give it to him. Our Mishnah seems to imply that once he said tnu, then Bezdin in fact can implement that command of tnu, and everything's fine. This Brisa seems to say that, wait a minute, he changed his mind about the Rishon, gave it, or commissioned the writing of a shtar to the Sheni, and on the same piece of karak, he wants to give it now to somebody else. Now he wants to go back and give it to the Rishon. We're not going to do so, even if he says tnu. Lo yachza lo lezeh lo lezeh. The Mishnah seems to imply just the opposite, that once the giver of this gift says tnu, we can give it. Om Rav Abba Bar Mamal lo kasha. Here we're on your test, Amid Beis. Ha bibari v'ha b'shchiv meirah. The Brisa says that as an absolute rule, we never return the shtar to the Makabalus Ashtar, right? Even if the Nosin Ashtar is saying tnu, that's a case of a bari. This is a shtar that was given by a bari. It's a matnas bari. And in such a case, we take a look at the Nusach Ashtar. What do we see? That the Nusach Ashtar doesn't have the words Kidakotzir Verami Biarse. You'll see this on the top line in Rashi here. What is Kidakotzir Verami Biarse? Kshayachole Umutal Bimitoso. It's clearly a Shtar Matnas Bari, because had it been a Shchivmira, it would have added, the Shtar would have had in it the Nusach of Kidakotzir Verami Biarse. When he was a chola and he was mutal bimitoso. V'ha, but our Mishnah is talking about a case where we're talking about a matnas shchiv mira, the shtar is clearly a matnas shchiv mira, and therefore when the nosein says, give the shtar to the makabel, we do in fact, with the word tnu, deliver it to the makabel. Now, what we have to understand here is, what's the difference between a matnas bari and a matnas shchiv mira as far as this halach of tnu is concerned? To fully appreciate this distinction between matnas bari and matnas shchiv mira, we're going to have to learn carefully Rashi back on Yutessa Manalf Mehayom and compare it to Rashi later on here, Kama Divra Masal Kama Zocha, and then to understand why Tosis Divra Masal Vaha objects to Rashi's Pshat. And again, it's not my lechatchila to leave a sugya, end a shir in the middle of a sugya at a very critical point, but this sugya requires a lot more analysis, and time is late, so Bli Neder will pick this up tomorrow.